Part 6, Married to a Dog Handler. I've been asked by Dave to give everyone a little insight to what it is like being married to a dog handler, so here it goes. Dave had to apply 5 times to become a handler. I knew that this was his dream. When that last advert came out, he was feeling a little disheartened and wasn't going to apply. I promptly told him to snap out of it and get his application in. He will thank me one day, I'm sure. I was 8 months pregnant when Dave passed and got into the dog section. Our second daughter was born in the December and Finn came home a month later. Dave did nothing but worry about him as he was a little ball of fluff outside in the snow. It wasn't long until he went off on his 13-week training course, leaving me at home with a 3-year-old, a newborn baby and 3 pet dogs. He's lucky I love him. I'm not sure many women would have said yes to that. And that's where it started. The juggling of shifts that are changing at last minute, the sorting out childcare when he's late off and I'm due at work, but I wouldn't change it for the world as I know how much this job and Finn means to Dave. He puts his heart and his soul into it. I have had days when he has got home and I've made him strip down in the back garden before he's allowed to step foot inside the house as he's covered in mud, and days where I come home and find muddy footprints all through the house as I wasn't there to tell him. But then he'll tell me about the job him and Finn had been to and all is forgiven. On several occasions, Dave has called me while I'm relaxing after a long day and asked me to go and lay a track for Finn and the other dogs that need help with their tracking. Finn is well and truly part of the family. The girls have grown up with respect for him and they love him. They know he looks after Daddy. I have lived through every job with them as Dave tells me all about them, but nothing prepared me for that morning. Dave didn't call me and tell me what had happened, so I went about the morning as I would every Wednesday morning and took our eldest to her swimming lesson in London. In a way, I wish he had told me, as I received a message from my friend wishing them well. Me, not knowing what she was talking about, rang Dave, who insisted everything was fine. After a few more texts, I knew something was not right, so I turned my phone off. Well, that was the worst drive home ever, not knowing what had happened and thinking the worst. I got the girls to school and arrived home and just burst into tears when I saw Dave. He briefly told me what had happened and we left immediately to go to the vets. The wait at the vets was upsetting and stressful. Dave did well at hiding his concern, but we could all see the hurt in his eyes. Our boy, Dave's partner. We just felt so helpless. I couldn't thank Hayley and her team from Great Ashby Vets and Rob and his team from Davies enough for bringing our boy back to us. Finn and Dave had been on such a high in the weeks leading up to that night. Thanks to the vets, he will be able to get back out there and show the world that there's no stopping him. He's such a brave, determined, strong dog and has so much more to give. But there is so much more to him than that night. He is a model dog at home too. I know Dave will be safe at work when Finn is out there by his side. He would and nearly did die for Dave. And Dave for him, I have no doubt. I will be forever grateful that Finn's actions allowed Dave to come home to the girls and me that day. It was a relief to finally get Finn home and see him getting better day by day. I'm sure it won't be long before I'm back to changing my shifts last minute and arranging childcare again, because he's had his changed. But at least I'll be reassured that Finn is back by his dad's side.